August 28, 1912. Love transforms the soul in God, but the love which is vivified and fed by the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus, as he came, told me, "My daughter, the other virtues, although high and sublime, always cause the creature to be distinguished from her Creator. Only love transforms the soul in God. But no one can give true love if love does not receive life and food by my will. Therefore, it is my will that, united with love, forms the true transformation into me. That soul is in continuous contact with my power, sanctity and all that I am. Therefore, one can say that she is another me. Everything is precious and all is sanctity for that soul. It can be said that even her breath or the contact with the ground that she treads is precious and holy, since these are nothing other than effects of my will." Then he added, "Oh, if all knew my love and my will, they would stop leaning on themselves and, even more, on others, human supports would end. Oh, how many would find them insignificant, painful, uncomfortable. All would rely only on my love, which is most pure spirit and does not contain matter, so they would feel comfortable leaning within me, and with the effects which they want. My daughter, love wants to find souls emptied of everything, otherwise they cannot wear the garment of love. It would happen as to that man who wanted to wear a suit, but that suit is stuffed, so that he is unable to fit in it. He tries to put an arm in the sleeve, but he finds it blocked. So, that poor man has to either put it away or make a bad impression. In the same way, when love wants to dress the soul with itself, if it doesn't find the soul completely emptied, it withdraws in bitterness.